It's been a good place to be tonight. We're not going to tarry any longer. We're going to have Brother Coffee come. Brother Rick Coffee and everybody, I said it before, everybody knows him, loves him. So come on, Brother Rick, and everybody get behind him, lift him up.
Amen.
And God will preach a message to him. Pray for him, church.
Bless him, Lord. Help him, Lord.
All right, good to be in the house of the Lord. Thank God for a Savior like that, that can walk on the water, that can do things that others would see as impossible. Just like talking about the rock today. And I mean, who would have thought that a rock could bring forth water? And like they said earlier, you know, and who would have thought that an ass could talk, you know? And who would have thought that a man that's called the King of Glory would come down and die and give his own life. You might say slumming to come down here with me, but to give me life and give it more abundantly. So it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Good to be saved today. Glad to have the opportunity to be saved. I'm glad I had an opportunity. You know, he didn't just pick a few out here and there, but he gave me an opportunity to be saved. And that's all you can ask for. All you need is an opportunity. If I'm sitting on the bench at a ball game, and you know, I'm waiting, and the coach finally says, "You're in." That's my opportunity. That's my opportunity. I could sit there, or I could say, "Nah, I've waited this long. I'll wait till another game." Well, you probably won't get in again. And if I was the coach, you probably wouldn't. You go in when you're told to go in. And I'll tell you what, I'm glad, Lord, that the thing about the Lord is He's merciful.
Yeah.
He's forgiving. And you may not come the first time, but that merciful Lord, He's different from us. He'll give another opportunity. He'll give, and He may, He can. I'll just say that today. Sometimes you may need to come when the opportunity strikes the first time. I don't know. That's the Lord's business. But I know this. He gave me another opportunity, and I came and I gave the Lord my heart. Save me. Even though I was sitting in the very back of the church, thought I was hiding somewhere. But you can't hide from God. And I'm glad I wasn't hid. I'm glad, Lord, the gospel was hid long enough. Satan had hid that gospel from me long enough. But I'm glad that I got to hear the gospel and believe the gospel and be a doer of the gospel. So I'm glad to be saved today. Go back to chapter 17 in the book of Exodus. I got something else in there that I want to preach to you today. And I hope and pray that that you'll pray for us just for a few minutes, and that we can just preach whatever God has on our heart. I want to talk a little bit more, starting in the 8th verse, and go on down, and maybe it'll tie in a little bit with this morning. I know I've probably preached something you've already heard this week if you went through revival, but I hope and pray that I'm just preaching what's on my heart, so I'm not worried about whether. I'll tell you what, if I preach something you haven't heard before, you might not want me back. You might want to hear something that's from the Word of God. If you've read the Word of God and I preach something that's not in there, I wouldn't ask me back. But if I'm preaching from the Word of God, I'll be glad to hear it today. And so I pray today that I'll just give you what, what's in the Word of God. It says in the 17th chapter of Exodus in the 8th verse, "Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men, and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand." So Joshua did as Moses said unto him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. And it come to pass that when Moses held up his hand, and that Israel prevailed. And when he had let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy. And they took a stone and they put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. That's all I'm going to read. You pray for us. And I just want to talk a little bit. We spoke a little bit this morning about that rock and the water that came out of the rock, and how that the Lord was that rock, and how that rock had to be smitten, and how my friend, and from how forth came blood and water, and how the Lord was going to save us, all that would believe on Him. I'm thankful for the cross today. I know that the cross is, when you really look at the cross, it would have been a hard thing to look upon. It would have been a hard thing to watch. And no wonder He said, "Behold my mother." Oh, and I know He had to be hard for Mary to watch her son. And listen today, that was her son. You know, the Lord had blessed her, you know, to be able to have that baby through the Holy Spirit. But you know, I'm glad today that's my Savior today. That was Mary's Savior today. And so I'm thankful today that the same Savior that Mary knew, the same Savior that John and Paul and Peter knew, is the same Savior that we know today. And so, but I want to see a little bit more about this Savior. It says in the 8th verse, it said, "And then came Amalek." Now Amalek, from what I can understand, he was the grandson of Esau. We know that Esau hated Israel, did he not? There for the longest time, him and Jacob, you know, there was a big rift between them. But I'm thankful today that God worked that out too. But listen, there was a time where I would say that this grandson probably grew up not liking Israel, probably grew up against Israel. And you know, and he was also, the Bible says, a chief of Edom. He was one of the dukes or a chief of Edom. And they were a nomadic tribe. I wrote this down, so I hope you don't mind me reading that. It was a nomadic tribe. And you might say that they were an enemy of Israel. They were an enemy of Israel. Why else would they come to battle against them if they were an enemy of Israel? Now, Israel hadn't done anything. Israel hadn't taken any of their land. But Amalek was going to come against them anyway. They were somewhere around. Listen, I want to look at Amalek just a little bit. As just, if you don't have it today, I want you to think about, as we talk about Amalek, I want you to think about Satan. I want you to think about how Satan's coming against the church of God. I want you to think about how Satan's coming against the Lord and His work. And you know what? He knows he's got a short time. And he knows that he doesn't have much time to get his job done. He's going at it 24/7. He's going at it hard. I'll tell you, if us Christians would go at it as hard as Satan's going against us, listen, my friend, we'd have people saved every day. But I want you to know, there's an enemy that we have in Satan today. And he come, listen, Israel was just camped there in Rephidim. They weren't going around looking for a fight. But here come Amalek in the middle of the night. I don't know what time of day, what time of night, but here come Amalek. I'm provoked. I just decided we're going to attack Israel. I'm going to tell you something today. Satan will come, whether you invite him in or what's going on. Satan wiggles unprovoked attacks. There's times we're not even thinking about him, not even thinking about what's going on, and he brings those unprovoked attacks coming unto us. Sometimes it's in the middle of the night. Sometimes in the middle of the day. Sometimes it's in a crowd of people where you would think you would never have the gall to come against us. Listen, but he does not care. He does not care for you. He does not care for me. He hates us. Listen, if Satan had his way, we would all die and go to hell. Oh, but listen, my friend, he's going to fight, and he's going to fight hard. Amalek, it said, came and attacked him and fought him and refeated him. And listen, so Moses said unto Joshua, "Choose us out men." Now listen. I don't want to talk about, I probably can't preach too hard tonight, so you just pray, but I'll let God do the preaching tonight. But listen, he said, "Choose us out men." Listen, I'm glad today that God is still choosing men, and God is still choosing people to serve him. But listen, you notice he didn't say, "Gather all of Israel to come and fight." He's looking for some chosen few. Listen, I just got to put it the way that God give it to me today. Listen, are we worthy to be in the fight for God? Are we worthy to be chosen of God to go out to the battle against the enemy? Are we worthy to be chosen? God didn't choose them all, but He chose a few to go out. He wanted those He could count on. He wanted those that when they went up against the enemy, they weren't afraid. He wanted those who went up in Him me, that they would trust them, that when I said to fight, they would fight. I don't know how many of you have ever been in the service. I've never been, but I've watched war movies. But I don't know all about it, but I do know this, that when the general speaks and he lays out the plan and he says unto the major or whoever it may be, this is the plan, I need you to execute it, then that major's going to go down to the lieutenant, and that lieutenant's going to go down to the sergeant, and the sergeant's going to go down to the private, and they're going to say, here's what we want you to do, follow the plan, we're going to maybe this way, maybe this wave, another way, you back up them, you back whatever the plan might be, they're expecting you to carry out the plan, they don't need somebody then in the middle of the plan is going to say, you know what, this ain't for me, I'm going back home. They don't need somebody that's going to say, the battle's too rough, I'm going to dive in that foxhole and I ain't coming out. Listen, my friend, God said, choose us out men that we may go to the battle. This enemy has provoked us, this enemy has come against us, and my friend, he wasn't just coming against them, he was coming against God. When you come against God's people, you're coming against God. And when we provoke God's word, and when we provoke God's people, we're provoking God. Oh, listen, what did he tell them over there? He said, they're not rebelling against you, they're rebelling against me. Oh, listen, my friend, you may not always understand, but listen, you better follow the word of God. Amen. Now follow, as he said. He said, choose us out, men, and go out. Now listen today. Go out, he said, and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow, he said, I will stand. Here he is again. Tell him, I'll stand for you. He says, go out and stand at the top of the hill again with the rod of God in my hand. Oh, ain't you glad that Jesus is all power and all authority. And when Satan goes up against that power and authority, he has to flee. What's the Bible say? At the name of Jesus, Satan had to flee. Some people say that's Pentecost. Gospel preaching. Oh, just leave the denomination out of it. That's just the truth today. That's the word of God. That's the word of God. That's what I believe today. I am a Baptist. I are one, however you want to put it. I am one today. Oh, but I'm telling you, when I get to heaven, there's not going to be the Baptist over here, the Pentecost over here. It's going to be the blood-bought church that's going to be there. And I'm going to be one of them. But I'll tell you, I believe what I believe. And I'm going to believe it until the day I die, or until God shows me something different. And I've been saved. I listen all these years. He ain't showed me anything different, so I'm hanging with her. Because God is standing on the hill. And God has given us the rod and the authority and the power. And so when Satan comes against us, I just remember that he's up on the hill and he's got the rod in his hand. I listen today. I listen, the Bible says that Aaron and Hur, they went up there with him. The Bible says Joshua did as Moses said and fought with Amalek. And he said, and Moses and Aaron and Hur, they went up on the hill. And they said, as long as Moses held up his hands and held up the rod, that Israel prevailed. Ain't you glad? And when Jesus is the head of it, when the Lord is having his way, the church will prevail. Thank God today. When there's all said and done, when the writing's all said and done, when this world is all complete, it's going to be Jesus standing and in victory. It's going to be the church right behind him standing in victory. So I want you to know something today. I want you to think about, you know what I almost did? I almost had a couple of you. I tried to raise your hand through the service just to see how hard that is. Even while I was reading it a little bit, I had my hands up in the air, and it was about a few minutes. I said, you know, enough of that. I'm done with that. I'm getting tired. I'll imagine Moses up there with that hand in the air, and he said after a while, even though they were winning, he was getting tired. He was getting, my arms were getting heavy, and they began to fall. And the Bible says that while they fell, the And Amalek got charged up. Because you know what? When old Satan sees, my friend, that God is not in it, he can have his way. When he sees that the Lord is not backing. Listen, there's something. Let's be honest today. There's some things in our life we do and say, and maybe things we don't do. And then God's not in it. And God's not going to stand for it. And Satan will have his way. But when God's in it, Satan can't do anything with it. He can't defeat us. He can't have his way. Bless the name of the Lord. I'm glad I got Jesus. I'm glad I got victory. I've got power. I've got the man. I'm that knows all things and can do all things. I'm glad I got the one that can heal the sick. He can make the blind to see. I'm glad I got the one. I'm that rolled the waters back so they could go across. I'm glad I got the one that rolled the waters back on top of the enemy and then showed them who the power of God really was. So Amalek, he was getting defeated. But down as Moses got tired, his arm got heavy. He needed some help. He needed somebody to come. Now listen, Moses held up his hand and they prevailed. But his hands were heavy. So what did they do? Here comes that rock. Here comes that rock. Amen. They said, let's set him on the rock. Set him on the rock. Oh, my friend. Whoa, will this. Realize today what the rock can do. How the rock can fight our battles. How the rock can be in prayer for us. I believe the whole time Moses had his hands up in the air, he was probably praying, God, God prevail with my people. God fight for my people. How many knows it? How the Lord prays for us. How the Bible even said that God would pray for us. He said, I don't pray for them that ain't my fathers. And that's what he said. You look it up. I'll show you if you want me to. He said, but I'll pray for those that have come to my father. All that they've given to my father, they're mine. And all that my mine are their fathers. Oh, listen, my friend. A while ago, I know it's a statement we make sometimes. And we say, Brother Dylan, I said it. But sometimes we say, he didn't have to do it. And I guess that's really true in a way. But when you think about it, if the father said it and willed it, he had to do it. Because he couldn't go against the Father. He couldn't go against his will. He never went. He never did. And he never will. Oh, I'm telling you today. And so here was Moses getting tired, but put him on the rock. Once he got on the rock, they said, not only are we going to let you sit down, we're going to hold your hands up, Moses. Aaron, the high priest. And her, I don't know a lot about her. I know his grandson, I believe it was, helped build the temple. Help build the tabernacle, I mean, and had something to do with the Ark of the Covenant. But I do know this, and I know that Aaron and her, I mean, they weren't very good when Moses went up on the mountain. They didn't keep a very good eye on them, did they? But I do know this, when they saw the battle raging, and they knew Moses needed help, they said, let's get on the rock, let's hold up his hands, and God will prevail. When we get upon the rock, and we pray, and we lift up Jesus, and we lift up the Lord, we will prevail. Amen? Let me read this. And I'm probably going to have to quit. I thought you'd amen all over the house after now. But the Bible, if we go to the Word of God, now I need to catch my breath just for a minute. Over in the Word of God, I believe it's John. If I can find it, you give me just a minute. Oh, I'm glad for that rock today. But listen over to John, the 12th chapter. John, the 12th chapter. After Jesus was speaking to him. And Jesus, I'm trying to... Let's go to the 23rd verse. I'll read a little bit. And Jesus answered them saying... when the 21st verse, it said... They desired him, saying, sir, we would see Jesus. In the 23rd verse, he said, the hour has come, the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall upon the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die and bringeth forth much fruit, he that loveth his life shall lose it. He that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this hour, I came unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name, he said. Jesus didn't even glorify his name. He said, glorify thy name. Then came a voice from heaven saying, I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. And the people there have stood by, heard it. They heard it now. He wasn't just speaking to the Lord. They said they heard it. And the Bible says, and it thundered. And others said, an angel has spake unto him. Jesus said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. And now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. He said, the prince of this world is cast out. I thought about Amalek down there trying to fight against them. Oh, but there was the rock fighting for them. There was the rock praying for them. Listen, my friend. And then if you read on, I won't go over the whole scripture over Numbers and Deuteronomy. It says that the name of Amalek will be wiped out and not be remembered no more. He was going to get rid of the whole lot of them because they were an enemy and they came against God and they wanted to destroy God. Oh, but then I read over in Revelation where it says that they saw Satan be cast into the pit. And the Bible says that he was cast into the pit and he would be cast there forever. I'm going to tell you something today. One day Satan will not be able to roam the earth. One day Satan will not be able to touch us. One day he will not be able to speak to us because while we're going to be with the Lord, he's going to be sunk into the pits of hell forever and ever, and we'll never hear his voice, and we'll never see any of his words, and we'll never be bothered again. Oh, but listen, but while we're here, stay on the rock.
Amen.
Count on the rock. Listen to the rock. Oh, feast on the rock. He will fight for you. Come to your song. I don't have much more to go. Oh, I'm going to tell you something, my friend. Amalek may have thought they were doing a good thing fighting God. And they may have won the initial battle when they cowardly attacked them without even knowing. But then God got on the scene and said, Moses, I need you. Not only that, but I need Aaron, I need her. Listen today, you might be a lot like Aaron and her. You don't have to be the Moses. Why not be the Aaron and the her? We need some of them. We need some people that will stay up the arms. We need some people. While Moses got weary, they said, here you go, Moses. I'll hold this arm. Hey, hurry, you get that up. Hey, look, the battle's changing. Look, Israel's moving them back. And it said that Joshua discomforted them by the edge of the sword. You know what that sword is? Huh? What's that sword? Here you go. This is your sword. There's how you drive him away. There's how you drive him away. Oh, that rock will fight for you. I'm glad today that Jesus is my rock. He's my strength. He's my high tower. Oh, I'm going to tell you something today. Is Satan battling you? Satan getting on you? Satan coming at you from the left and from the right? I'm going to tell you something today. Look to the rock. Look to the rock of your salvation. Look to the rock. He'll fight for you. Do what you need to do to be in his favor. Oh, I'll tell you, God wants us doing work for him. God wants us living for him. God wants us worshiping for him. God wants us coming to his house. God wants us being a witness for him. God don't want us going out and being a stumbling block. He wants us to be a rock that people can look upon and say, there's Jesus. He wants us to look at us. Oh, listen, when he looks upon us, do they see anything to be with Jesus? Oh, they need to see the love of Christ in their life. They need to see that God stands for us. They need to see that the rod is in our hand and we have the power and the authority. Oh, thank God today. Not only is Jesus my living water, not only is my bread, but he'll provide, yes. Oh, but I'm glad He also will fight for me. He also will pray for me. He loves me. He loves you today. And He wants good things for you. He wants good things for you. Go ahead. Come and trust my name. Say one more thing. I'm gonna say one more thing. In the 15th verse, it says, "And Moses built an altar." Because remember, he told him in the verse before, he said, "Write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua." And he said, "I will utterly put remembrance of Amalek from under heaven." And Moses built an altar. Moses didn't forget the victory, did he? He didn't forget what God had done. And he called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. You know what that means? The Lord is my banner. The Lord is my banner. We never go out sometimes to war back in those days. If I got this right, a lot of times they'd carry a symbol and a banner of who they were. Maybe it was Israel, but they would carry that for it. They'd march out, you know. They'd have their horses and there was a marching. They'd be carrying that flag and they'd be carrying that banner. Church, that's what we need to do here. Carry the banner. Carry the banner for Jesus. Don't be ashamed. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of Jesus. He's my rock. He's the one I depend upon. And I'll tell you what. I love the fact that I don't have to fight alone. I love the fact that I don't have to face Satan alone. And I love the fact that I don't have to cross Jordan alone. I hate you. I'm glad He'll be there for me. That's all I got.
Message tonight. Thank God that we've got somebody fighting for us, and you don't have to toil, you don't have to struggle, you don't have to go through the strife of it. You just got to trust God, and God will take care of it. I appreciated that message and needed that message. I'll be able to feast on that for a long time, Brother Rick. Thank you for letting God use you in the way that He did, and I'll tell you tonight that if you don't know Him and He's not fighting your battles, it's a lot easier when He's fighting them for you. This world's so much easier when He's fighting with you. And He won't even just fight with you, Brother Rick. He'll go out and 9 times out of 10, 10 times out of 10, sometimes he'll beat the battle before you even get on the field. And I just love Him. That's why I love Him so much. I take Him for granted sometimes. But I'll tell you what, I'm glad that He loves me. And He loves you tonight. I hope and pray you got something from the message tonight. And if you didn't, it's not God's fault. But hopefully you can feast on it and you can meditate on it, and God'll bless you. Does anybody have anything tonight before we...